This week's Parshas Vayeshev, I want to dedicate this for the first time for Yishayot, Tzvi ben Rivka, Yaakov, Moshe ben Tzipar, Avram, Moshe ben Mali, Chaim, Baruch ben Rachel, Malko, Rivka, Chana, Basparan, Mabadim, and Basturn, they shall have a refor Shlema. So the Parsha starts off and tells us that Yaakov ends up settling Vayeshev, and then we get into the story of Joseph and his brothers. And it doesn't seem to start out so well. Describes Yosef as a nar, he's immature, he's young, and their father, Yaakov, loves or favors Yosef over the other brothers. And then we get into the famous dreams that Yosef had. So the two dreams. The first dream, it's interesting, is very generic. And what I mean by that is that when you look at the dream, there's the identities, there are no individuals here. Rather, there are possessions. The first dream is they were binding sheaves in the field when suddenly Yosef says, "My sheaf stood up and remained upright. Then your sheaves gathered around and bowed low to my sheaf." So here we have this idea of his possession and their possessions bowed down to him. Now, what's interesting is we read it, okay, you know, it could mean a lot of different things. The brothers come and they give us an interpretation, which is interesting because the Gemara in Brachos explains to us, and there are other places, but primarily in the Gemara in Brachos, it explains to us that how a dream is interpreted actually has a major impact on the outcome of the dream. So you can take this in many different ways. The brothers come along and they say to him, "Do you mean to reign over us? Do you mean to rule over us? Do you mean to become our king? Is that what you're dreaming about?" And then because of the result of this dream, they hated him. They hated him more than they already had. But what's interesting is that they look at this dream about the idea of the sheaves in the field, and they automatically translate that into the idea of rulership, which is interesting. The idea of king or of government, of authority, is the idea that with authority, economies work properly. When there's a lack of authority, economies start to disintegrate, and they see this idea of the idea of food and the source of food, and that it's bowing, that they look at that automatically and they interpret it to mean that. But what's interesting here is that it's completely generic, meaning it's nothing to do with they themselves, the people themselves. But then he has an additional dream. And in that dream, he dreamed, and he tells his brother, "Look, I had another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me." So here we have a shift, whereas in the first dream, they're bowing down to his sheaf of grain, but now they are bowing down to him. Now this time, they tell this dream, not just to the brothers, but to Yaakov himself, to his father, and then Yaakov gets upset and says, "What kind of dream is this that you had? Am I and your mother and your brothers going to come and bow down to you?" So here we have this change. Now, what's interesting here is that the brothers don't interpret it. It's Jacob that interprets the dream here. And the reaction here is different. They don't hate him anymore. Now they're jealous. And their father, it says, "V'aviv shamar tadavar." The father kept the matter in mind. Now, what's interesting is, fast forward to many years later, when Yosef sends the message with the brothers to tell Yaakov that he's alive, it says that Yaakov did not believe that he was alive. And then they showed him the wagons that were sent, and at that point, he believed it. And Rashi tells us that what they were studying before Yosef left was the Parsha of Egla Rufa. The Parsha that talks about if someone is killed innocently between two towns, and then we hold the leadership of the closest town responsible for that person's death. And so it's a very interesting story about the idea of Egla Rufa. But what does it mean that Yaakov was learning that with Yosef before he was sold down to be a slave in Egypt? And the idea is that he was teaching him, or he was learning with him, the idea of leadership. And perhaps that's what's going on here, that in these dreams, Joseph is having these dreams of becoming a leader, the leader of the family. And it's Yaakov that understands that there's things that are not going right at this point. And so Vaviv Shamar Tadavar, he's concerned, he's keeping the matter in mind, and he's already giving over. And that's why Yaakov had a hard time saying that it's possible that for 22 years or for what amount of time you were down in Egypt and became the leader there and you never sent back to help us through this famine. And but when he saw the wagons that were sent to bring them back, at that point he said, okay, this is the same Joseph that I remember who was having dreams about taking control of or leading the family. But what's interesting is that what did Yosef's second dream is that he had a dream about his brothers. And how did he see them? He saw them as stars. He didn't just see them as, you know, these weren't just like anything common, but rather lofty celestial beings. And that his father was the sun, the mother was the moon, the father is the source of the light, the mother is this idea of sun, moon, and then the brothers are looked at as kochavim, as stars. And so we say like this idea of, I want to make you into a star, I want to help you become a great luminary, so that it's not like this negative thing. Yes, he saw them bowing to him, he saw himself as becoming their leader, but what's interesting is that leadership dictates the idea of helping people become great. And so as we come to the holiday of Hanukkah, it's not a coincidence that this Parsha leads us into Hanukkah. The idea of Hanukkah, one of the ideas, is the idea of the individual getting to become, to actualizing potential and greatness. And so that when the Kohanim, when the Hashmonaim come and they defeat the Greeks, and the idea of the battle, the struggle between the Jewish people and the Greeks, the idea here is the idea of how we look at the individual. And the idea ultimately of individuality, of how one finds themselves, in contrast to the Greek games of competition, I measure myself against others. Instead, we see that the Jewish way is that we want to help others to become as great as they possibly can be, but not necessarily measuring against others, but rather how each person can become great into themselves and become a star, an individual that, as you see, stands alone and becomes great and bright. And that's exactly what the Midah of Aaron was, who is at the heart of what we're talking about when it comes to Hanukkah. And that is that when he saw his brother coming back to become the leader in Egypt, God says, he'll see you, v'samach belibo. He was glad in his heart, because what he wanted to see and what he was happy with was watching Moshe become and fulfill his potential. And ultimately, that's what it means to be a Kohen. And that is what we are ultimately, as a Jewish people, we're looking to be able to see each one of us, not competing, but rather to help assist each person fulfill their